Hi, Dr. Huntington here. In this video, we're going to talk about vitamin D. The first thing to know about vitamin D is that it might be the most important vitamin with regard to improving and maintaining your health. The reason vitamin D is so important is due to two factors. First, vitamin D plays a role in so many critical functions of your body. For example, vitamin D has a huge impact on your immune system. It's a major factor controlling your immunity to viruses. It also plays a very important role in autoimmune conditions. Specifically, low levels of vitamin D can allow those conditions to worsen, while higher levels help autoimmune patients to keep things in balance. Also, vitamin D is a building block of many important hormones inside your body, particularly steroids such as cortisol, which are important to limiting inflammation within your body. In addition, the presence of vitamin D increases the absorption rate of several key minerals, including calcium and iron and magnesium and phosphate and zinc, all of which your body needs in order to function properly. Vitamin D also plays a huge role in your metabolism by influencing over 200 different genes that can prevent and reverse diabetes and metabolic syndrome, which is a huge percentage of the health problems facing people today. Metabolic syndrome includes high blood pressure, high blood sugar, high cholesterol, and abdominal fat. And these problems increase your risk for heart disease, stroke, and diabetes. So having adequate levels of vitamin D in your body helps turn these genes off, lowering your chances of developing these problems. You see, modern gene theory tells us that genes can be turned on or off. If you have a particular gene that predisposes you to, let's say, blood sugar problems, that gene can be turned on, which means that it will express itself and possibly contribute to blood sugar problems. Or it can be turned off, which means that it's not contributing to what you experience with your body. In other words, if the gene is turned off, your experience will be just like if you didn't have the gene in the first place. So you can see just how critical vitamin D is for your overall health, and particularly for people with blood sugar control problems, high blood pressure, cholesterol problems, and for many people that have stubborn belly fat. Now, here's the second reason vitamin D might be the most important vitamin for your health. Vitamin D deficiency is epidemic in most parts of the world. Some estimate that up to 80% of people are deficient or have suboptimal levels of vitamin D intake or in their blood. So statistically, your chances of having low vitamin D levels are pretty high. Therefore, if we combine that fact that vitamin D deficiency affects up to 80% of the population, and then we consider how crucial vitamin D is to your health, you can probably see why I said earlier that it might be the most important vitamin for your health. So, where do you get vitamin D? Well, the best way to get it is from full body sun exposure. What is amazing is that your body takes the UV radiation from sun exposure and turns it into vitamin D. You see, when the UV radiation from the sun hits your body, it interacts with the cholesterol in your skin to make vitamin D. To get what you need from the sun, you need to get about 15 minutes of full body sun exposure midday in the summer without sunscreen. Now herein lies the problem for most people, and is one of the reasons why vitamin D deficiency is now at epidemic proportions. Most of us are not getting the sun exposure that we need because we work indoors, or we live in regions that are not near the equator, or we're afraid of sun exposure due to the association with skin cancer. Or, if we are in the sun, we're wearing sunscreen, which blocks the UV radiation and limits or prevents the synthesis of vitamin D. The good news is that you can get vitamin D from your food, although the spectrum of food that contains vitamin D is rather narrow, and the amounts tend to be pretty small. You can get it from fatty fish, such as tuna, mackerel, and salmon. And you can also get it from cheese, egg yolks, and beef liver. But due to a variety of factors, salmon is probably the best option for most people. Now, even though salmon is relatively high in vitamin D compared to these other foods, you're not going to eat enough of it often enough to get the vitamin D that your body needs for optimal function. So if most of us are not getting enough sun exposure, particularly in the winter, and we're not going to be getting enough vitamin D through our foods, how do you get more vitamin D? Well, this is why most people don't have enough vitamin D in their bodies. And tens of millions, maybe hundreds of millions of people are sick to one degree or another because they're vitamin D deficient. The best way to solve this for most of us is to take a vitamin D dietary supplement. And that's why I created vitamin D3, K2 in capsule form. Each capsule contains 5,000 international units of vitamin D3. D3 is the form of vitamin D that you want to take because it is more highly absorbed than vitamin D2, which is the prescription form of vitamin D. So D3, which is the non-prescription form of vitamin D, is the better choice. And my supplement also includes 160 micrograms of vitamin K2. You should always, always, always take vitamin K2 when you are taking vitamin D. The reason for this is so important. Here's why. Vitamin D takes calcium out of the blood and helps deliver it into the tissues. That in general is a good thing. However, vitamin K2 is the vitamin that directs where that calcium will go. If you take vitamin D in the absence of vitamin K2, what will happen is that the vitamin D will take calcium out of the blood, and much of that calcium will end up in the soft tissues, such as your heart or arteries or muscles, not where you need it. But if you take vitamin K2 with vitamin D, then the calcium is directed towards your bones and other places where you need it, which is where you want most of it to go. So never, never, never take vitamin D without also taking K2. There are also other forms of vitamin K, such as vitamin K1, but K2 is the best form and the one you want to take. Okay, so get some sun exposure daily. Eat wild-caught salmon at least a few times per week. And supplement your diet with 5,000 IU, that's international units, of vitamin D3 daily. And of course, make sure that your vitamin D3 supplement also contains K2. Okay, I'll see you in the next video.